number one for classic radio listening. Airchecks.com.
Hit Radio Q107, 11 after 7, 7-11. Your lucky time of the morning with Scott Woodside. Celeste Clark has traffic. Celeste, before you do your traffic, I can't believe this. A 19-year-old former student at Alexandria's T.C. Williams High School, convicted of assault and battery yesterday. You know why?
Why?
He hired a friend to beat a teacher who had refused to accept his late homework. High school student.
Oh, my God.
That's scary. I wouldn't be a teacher in today's high school system for hell or high water. Oh, well.
At least you didn't have a gun.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised. This Metro traffic update is brought to you by the City Paper. On the outer loop, all the lanes are open, but there are a couple of accident vehicles off to the side at Seminary Road. They're not blocking anything, but traffic is jammed up from Route 1 in College Park. Southbound on 270, delays begin way up at 121 and extend down to 118. That's where a tractor trailer is off to the side. All the lanes are open. It'll slow again from a mile and a half before 124 down to 28. In Damascus, delays from an accident on 108 at Mullenix Mill Road. County police are on the scene. Injuries are reported. On 355, an accident has been reported just outside the Beltway in front of Georgetown Prep. The center lane is blocked southbound. Then in Rockville, utility work is blocked northbound 355 at Summit Avenue. An arrow board is there to direct you around the problem. And inbound on 66, slower than usual because of fog. Delays from 234 in Manassas to 28 in Centerville, and then a minor delay at Route 123. This Metro traffic update is brought to you by the City Paper.
Well, the City Paper is available at most record stores and most theaters, most campuses.
Cut. Mr. President, we've got 1,000 locations to reach. Could you wake up, please?
The chest cough. Heavy. Full. So today, feel the strength of Benelin DME. New from the makers of Benelin. Relieve your cough and help clear your chest. Strength you can feel. Twice the expectorant of the leading brand. New Benelin DME from Parke Davis. Our strength is your relief. Use as directed for coughs due to colds.
Celebrate the grand opening of Steve Smith Auto Park featuring Springfield Ford right next to Springfield Mall on Loisdale Road. Steve Smith Auto Park. Buckle up and be there.
Q107, the official 50th anniversary Washington Redskins station. Giving you more and more priceless tickets to see our skins in 1986. Listen for Hail to the Redskins through Friday on Q107 and score tickets to this Sunday's game against St. Louis at RFK from Pepsi and the Capital Q107.
A little bit of Wang Chung on the day before Friday under a full moon in the nation's capital. Everybody have some fun tonight. Oh, yeah, we will. By the way, if you didn't hear the answer to the trivia question, what is the drink of the gods? It's nectar, not ambrosia. Ambrosia was a group that did a song called How Much I Feel back in 1979. Well, that was close. Q107. Radio Q107 and Wang Chung. Everybody have fun tonight. Good morning from Scott Woodside at 7:18. We're just a couple of minutes away from the birthday bonus of the morning. Hopefully your lucky number will come up. Been watching a lot of the political campaigns on television, and you know, you hear a lot of them on radio and everything. And if you notice, sometimes you wonder, gosh, if they could just put a little pizzazz in them. Like last night I was watching Congressman Frank Wolf running for re-election. I was thinking, why don't they say like Congressman Wolf? Definitely a candidate worth howling about. You know, just some kind of...
Oh, yeah? Well, cram it, bozo!
Well, it's only... I was thinking of something creative so people could remember the candidates. Anyway, I almost forgot. a very special fourth anniversary. Happy fourth anniversary. Who would have thought this would have ever happened? It started as an office romance and ended up into a marriage. We're talking about Rick and Eileen Masucci. Rick is the sales manager at the new Grand Hyatt in Washington across the street from... Oh, come on, Woodside. Your brain's going. The convention center where we did our show live there, and it's getting ready to open soon in the spring of 87. So congratulations and a very happy anniversary to, who would have ever thought, Rick and Eileen Masucci on their fourth anniversary.
Is this,
Yeah, this is take one.
Hello. It's that guy who came on earlier asking girls not to wear natural wonder makeup. Well, that kind of backfired, because instead of you not wearing the natural wonder, most of you just remembered the name, and now it's like everywhere I look, there you are with these moody blue eyes and chilly cherry lips, and I can't think straight. And yesterday I followed this girl with this midnight blue eyeshadow into the exact change lane on the highway, and all I had was a 20. It was very embarrassing. So I have this idea, which I think is fair, where you stop wearing natural wonder on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I'll go about my business. And on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, you can wear it, and I'll stay home. So even though the natural wonder has all those colors, and it's good for your skin, pure was never so pretty, I know. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, how about it?
Hey, natural wonder, what about Sunday?
What about Sunday? I got to tell you something, though. This is very, very important. Natural Wonder is available, believe it or not, at giant discount pharmacy stores. I'm serious. Q107.
I mean, you look in the magazines and everybody's thin. You have to be thin to fit in. And look at me. I'm huge. I mean, everybody says I'm too thin, but they don't know. I want to be perfect, and nobody understands that. Not my friends, especially not my family. They're always trying to feed me, but I can't let them. I don't care if I get hungry or faint. I hate food. I hate what it does to me.
These are the sounds of someone with anorexia nervosa, who now weighs about 80 pounds. She thinks she's alone, but we know what she's going through. Everyone at the Eating Disorders Program at the Washington Hospital Center works exclusively with anorexia and bulimia. But we do more than treat the illness. We help the whole person with a very intense, supportive program in surroundings that feel more like home than a hospital. So if someone you love sounds like this, maybe it's you. Call us for help at 829-2026. The Eating Disorders Program at the Washington Hospital Center, a not-for-profit member of the Washington Healthcare Corporation.
The Q107 Birthday Bonus.
Whoops, 7:20, 20 after 7 o'clock. If your birthday is October the 31st, on Halloween, be the first caller at 432-1073 for $107 in birthday cash. First caller, and remember, you have to have a birth certificate, driver's license, and or green card to prove that you were definitely born on October the 31st. The first caller, 432-1073. 7:21 now, 44 degrees in the nation's capital. Drive carefully. Traffic's a little better than it was yesterday, but still, come on, you don't need to get in the hassle with the tickets, the insurance company. Just drive a little careful, would you? Good morning.
Q107 Birthday Bonus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, what was that weird noise I just heard?
That was the howling of the wolf.
Let's hear it again. Congressman Frank Wolf, how are you? When's your birthday?
October 31st.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God.
Are you weird? Does stuff grow out all over your body on that day?
Sometimes.
Huh? Were you born in a graveyard?
No.
Did you rip out of your mother's stomach when you were a child?
Only on aliens.
Really? Are you real ugly looking?
No.
No? Well, congratulations. You're the first caller.
Oh, thank you.
What's your name?
Vince Burnett.
Vincent, you got $107 in birthday cash.
I don't believe it.
From Q107.
Thank you.
That's something to howl about. Good morning,
that's
David
cute.
Page.
That's good, kid. Did you catch Celeste Clark's daddy on television last night on Magnum P.I.?
I missed him. I was looking everywhere for him.
Definitely
I don't know.
An Emmy Award-winning performance. I'm looking forward to seeing him receive that prize. You know, it was so much fun to see him again. Haven't seen him on the tube since the days of Fantasy Island.
That's right.
When he was playing Tattoo.
The plane, boss. The plane.
Do you have a washcloth so I can get this egg off my face?
Oh, you came out all right. I'm amazed. Your mother must be beautiful.
Now playing at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. House about last night with Back to School at Midnight. In Bethesda, it's Back to School with Harold and Maude at midnight. Admission, $2.50.
Good deal for pictures of that caliber. It's now 28 minutes after 7. We have some news for you. Mitch Snyder says St. Elizabeth's Mental Hospital is dumping patients into the street with nothing but the clothes on their back and a bus token. Mitch says his shelter is seeing a dramatic increase in people coming straight from St. E's. Mitch estimates that better than 50% of all homeless people are mentally disoriented. Coming up at 7:55, men beware, drinking coffee is dangerous. Especially if you plan on pitching a little woo with the old lady. Also, the man with the shiniest teeth on TV, George Michael, will have sports.
Even the most valuable player is allowed to make a mistake. And the Red Sox most valuable player made a real blunder last night. We'll talk about that when we join you in a few moments this morning on Q107.
Q107 News Time, 729. Celeste Clark has traffic and weather next. This is David Page.
A meeting of Temporaries Anonymous will come to order. Tonight we're going to discuss our worst experiences as temporary workers. Gloria?
Huh? Oh, Kit. Well, you know, I'm a nervous person. And, you know, I'm partially sighted only. And last week, they got me a job as an air traffic controller.
Oh,
do you know how to find the horizon?
Well, gee, I really don't, Barbara.
Well, as you know, I used to be a foreign correspondent for a very prestigious newspaper, and just yesterday I was sent in for the job of men's room attendant at an Argentine restaurant. Oh, can you believe that?
You get free meals?
No.
When you want a good job, all you need is a good friend. Good Friend Temporary Services. Check the white pages or call 833-4880. Good Friend Temporary Services.
I used to work in the fur industry, and last week they got me a job neutering dogs.
Mrs. B here to tell you about Bradley's big brand name sale this week. Famous name brands at extra big savings. Fashions from Gattano, Botany 500, Sergio Valenti, and super buys like $4 off Lee Corduroy and denim jeans for men. Now on sale just $14.99, our lowest price of the year.
Our selection is so great, we just have to let you know.
What a selection of famous name brands on sale. GE, Corel, Remington, Playtex, and Seiko. Plus famous Burlington hosiery. Knee-high Shearer light support hosiery on sale. $1.40 to $3.15. That's 30% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price.
Where else would you shop? Where else would you go with Bradley's?
This week, shop Bradley's name brand sale for big savings on Timex, Kenner, Danskin, Rubbermaid, Conair, Sharp.
It's 7:31.
Good morning, Q107 traffic. Accident cleanup continues on southbound 355. The center lane is still blocked outside the Beltway in front of Georgetown Prep. In Rockville, northbound on 355, it's closed down at Summit Avenue by utility work. Southbound on 270, delays begin at 121 down to 118, where a tractor trailer is off to the side. All the lanes are open. It'll slow again from a mile and a half before 124 down to 28. And on the outer loop, we had an early accident. The vehicles are off to the side at Seminary Road. All the lanes are open, but it's very slow from Route 1 in College Park getting around to Connecticut Avenue. Q107 weather, mostly sunny today, high 60. Tonight, partly cloudy with a full moon, low 35 in the suburbs, 45 in town. Friday, partly sunny, high 60. It's going to be a gorgeous fall weekend. Right now it's 42. I'm Celeste Clark on Washington's Q107.
More music, Q107 with Scott Woodside, 7:36, 24 minutes before 8 o'clock. Good morning. Oh, boy, the skin's home. Yeah. What? Yeah, here's what it is. When you hear Hail to the Redskins, just give us a call, would you? Q107 and Madonna. Boy, oh boy. Nothing like being married to Sean Penn and being blonde, huh?
Yeah. Isn't it delightful?
Meanwhile, MTV has a Madonna video contest. Be just like Madonna. Ought to be interesting. Huh. Homemade videos of Madonna's True Blue, and it's Make Your Own Madonna Video Contest, sponsored by MTV. Already they've had more than 800 entries. Good grief. Well, no, 801. I see that video cassette there.
Yeah, I have like these pictures of Madonna, these stills that are colored in with blue crayon so that mm-hmm. it's true blue. And I think it might be a winner.
I wondered where my Prince fake mole went through. I see now that it's on your face. I like the gloves, too. They're real, real sexy.
Thanks.
I might say they're very hip. Lace gloves are. Uh-huh.
Oh, it's hard for me to sing like Mickey Mouse, though.
I know when I'm walking around the mall or something and I see ladies with these lace gloves on, I think, no, man, that is the way to dress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The hippest.
The hippest.
The trendiest.
So are you going to go up there or are you just going to mail the video?
Oh, I'm going to mail it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're too cool for that.
Good morning. This Metro Traffic Report brought to you by Goodyear. On the Outer Loop, traffic is very slow from the BW Parkway to Connecticut Avenue. An earlier accident is off to the side at Seminary Road, much slower than usual getting over to the Mormon Temple. Southbound on 355, the center lane still blocked outside the Beltway in front of Georgetown Prep. In Rockville, northbound 355 is closed down at Summit Avenue by utility work. There is an arrow to direct you around the problem, so you can get through. Southbound on 270, delays begin at 121 down to 118, where a tractor trailer is off to the side. The lanes are open. It slows again from a mile and a half before 124 down to 28. And on the outer loop, I already said that.
Yeah.
Inbound on the John Hanson Highway, delays begin at Route 202. On the BW Parkway, it slows from before Route 450. The problem is a car in the right lane on Kenilworth Avenue. It's over the top of Route 50. Expect slower traffic than usual getting into Northeast this morning. This Metro Traffic Report brought to you by Goodyear.
If you're not satisfied with the guys who service your car, try a Goodyear certified auto service retailer. We won't waste your time or your money. Do yourself a favor. Go to Goodyear.
Oriole fans want more Fowler tips. Redskin fans want more Fowler clips. Bullets and Caps fans and even folks who aren't fans want more Fowler, too. Joe Fowler on Channel 5's 10 o'clock news. Joe proves that a knowledgeable sportscaster doesn't have to be blasé. That in Washington, nice guys finish first. See why tonight at 10 on Channel 5. Then go from Joe to Joan.
On the next Late Show starring Joan Rivers, meet former angel Kate Jackson. She's the beauty and the brains behind Scarecrow and Mrs. King. Then meet the man who took the staple out of the centerfold and who's trying to take the starch out of the moral majority, the king of the Playboy empire, Hugh Hefner. Plus, Michael McDonald sings his latest hit, all on the next Late Show starring Joan Rivers. She's late night's early alternative.
Tonight and every weeknight at 11 on Fox Channel 5.
You know, nothing makes me angrier than paying good money for something and then finding out I could have paid less somewhere else, especially when it comes to a big investment like furniture. Well, now I've discovered Scandinavian Gallery. They guarantee their prices are the lowest. So if you buy furniture from Scandinavian Gallery and then within 30 days find the same merchandise selling for less someplace else, they'll refund the difference. Now that sounds pretty good to me, especially since they have some gorgeous contemporary sofas, love seats, dining rooms, bedrooms, entertainment centers, wall systems, you name it. And everything's covered by the guarantee. Anyway, you won't see this lady shopping for furniture at Hex or Marlowe or Bloomingdale's, or certainly not at Scan. I'm going to Scandinavian Gallery. With the guaranteed lowest prices, there's no reason to buy furniture anywhere else.
Now's the time to save big on our selection of contemporary dining rooms. And this week only, you'll get a free set of crystal candlesticks with every purchase of a 5-piece dining set.
What's this, Ronald Reagan? In army fatigues? He'll be on ABC's Webster next week. Ronald Reagan, yes. He'll be playing a nephew of a World War II hero, a dual role. Then, in a dream sequence, he'll be in the trenches with star Emmanuel Lewis as a real grunt. Boy, Ronald Reagan. Golly, is that something you'd do if you ever wanted to be an actor, Mr. President?
Do I look like an idiot?
7:45. Radio Q107. Yes, Tina Turner. Oh, boy, that lady has made what a remarkable comeback. Always a positive attitude. There's nothing she can't do in life. All that time. Ike Turner used to beat her all the time, and she just came back and she said, someday I'm going to be successful. Someday I'm going to show you. If you ever have anybody put you down and tell you that you're no good or you can't do something in life, just turn right around and say, I will do it. I can do it. One day I'm going to be successful, and one day you're going to need me. But always be nice and always remember where you came from, because when you lose that, it's over. Hey, guess what? The drawing for the Moody Blues one-night stand is going to be sometime between now and 9 o'clock, I promise. So if you called and qualified, you could be riding in style to the concert tonight in an Admiral limousine and dinner for two and backstage passes and more.
Every day, millions of women face temptation. The temptation of snakeskin shoes. Well, now it's easy to give in to temptation at Shoe Town because they have genuine snakeskin shoes on sale for only $29.99. There are over 100 styles and colors, all famous designer brands. Flats, low heels, and high heels, many in wide widths. Summer snakeskin all over. Summer leather or suede with contrasting snakeskin trim. And the colors would turn a python green with envy. Purple, burgundy, teal, taupe, black, winter white, even silver. You'd pay $48 to $75 for shoes like these in department stores, but only $29.99 at Shoe Town. So come on, give in to temptation. But hurry, because after Saturday, the sale will be history.
Lionel Richie. Get ready. He's coming to you at the Capitol Center November 10th for the big holiday celebration in Washington. The biggest party ever. The Lionel Richie Magic. The incomparable Lionel Richie.
Say you, say me. Good time.
Times never felt so good. Lionel Richie and special guest, the electrifying Sheila E. Tickets go on sale this Friday at the Capitol Center. All Ticket Center outlets, including all Hack Company stores, were charged. Call Ticket Center phone charge at 432-0200. November 10th, Lionel Richie.
Boy, that's going to be a great concert, isn't it? Hit Radio, Q107, 750. Of course we'll have tickets to give away for that. Of course. Does a bear do it in the woods? The top five movies of the week, Crocodile Dundee, number one. Peggy Sue Got Married, number two. Jumpin' Jack Flash, three. Four, Deadly Friend, number five. Tough Guys. Q107. Q107
754. Why are you singing that for?
Well, because you're from France.
That's British. All these French... You never want to sing that in France.
That's a French national anthem.
No,
you can't.
Da, 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 da.
That's what I just did.
Allons, qu'est-ce que c'est? How do we go? Allons, enfants de la patrie. Le jour de gloire est arrivé. I know it. I know it.
What were you doing in France, of all places? Out of the entire world, you picked France. You just fell out of a tree one day and said, I'm going to France.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great place to be unemployed.
Great.
No, no, no.
Yeah, they have great socialistic attitudes there, don't they?
Yeah, but not for foreigners. Mm-hmm. All right, good morning, everybody. This is David Page here, and happy to be, very happy to be. We have a professor at George Mason University who has won the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Science. James McGill Buchanan has been awarded the prize for his development of bases for the theory of economical and political decision-making. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences cited the 67-year-old Buchanan's contributions in a field called New Political Economy or Public Choice, an area on the boundary of economics and political science studies. The Academy says Buchanan's contribution is that he has transferred the concept of gain derived from mutual exchange between individuals to the realm of political decision-making. Sounds heavy, and it must be. A local Nobel Prize winner from George Mason University. Congratulations.
Two indicted Maryland basketball players may testify today when the grand jury investigating the cocaine death of Len Bias reconvenes in Upper Marlboro. A television report says Prince George's prosecutor Arthur Marshall is trying to cut a deal with lawyers for David Gregg and Terry Long, who have been indicted on drug charges. The agreement would have the players testify about the events of the 19th of June, the morning that Len collapsed and died. Former Washington Redskins tight end Jerry Smith has died of AIDS at the age of 43. Holy Cross Hospital spokeswoman Shirley Altoft says Smith died shortly after 8 last night at the hospital in Silver Spring. Smith, who has been battling the disease for almost a year, is the first professional athlete known to have died from AIDS-related complications. Traffic is expected to increase by more than 50% throughout the Washington area by the early part of the 21st century. That, according to a new report by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments, probably took an awful lot of federal funding to come to that conclusion. The report says the first roads to feel serious effects from the increased traffic are those leading to the suburbs.
Really?
My goodness.
They came up with that?
I could have told you there. The Monkees have found a drummer for their new television show. Hooray, correspondent Dave Barrett.
Big change for 20-year-old Dino Kovas.
I got tired of delivering pizzas. I just got tired of driving around, so I got a job as a cook.
Then he got auditions, beat out 3,000 others. He'll be the drummer on the TV show. Larry Saltis says this will be high-tech entertainment.
And these will not be cheap videos, I assume. From what we've heard, they will be such thing as Wild Boys by Duran Duran.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.